more time, are there any additional stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. We're in November golf uniform. Phil, portable Bowling Springs, negative and negative. Good evening, Chad.
Net would like to recognize W4NGU. That's my good friend, Mr. Phil, in Bowling Springs. You be safe out there, bud. And nice talking to you. Okay, any more stations, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. I am at 59. There's got to be one more station out there for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
NK2SSD, help you round it over.
Can you give me KD2SSB, was that correct, sir?
2, Sierra, Sierra, Tango. Kilowatt 2, Sierra, Sierra, Tango.
Have your name and location, sir.
Etowah, just outside of Hendersonville.
About 60, appreciate that. Annette would like to recognize K2SST, Mr. Ronnie in Etowah. Thank you, sir. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE.
Comment.
Okay, the net would like to recognize KI4DTY. Go ahead, Daniel.
First of all, how'd you know it was me?
All the radios from your location make this funny noise when you key the mic. So I don't know what it is about your place, but it's always some kind of noise.
I'll have to look into that. Then. Maybe Gary can help me narrow down what that problem is. But have you... Patrick called me in a panic. Did you hear from him yet?
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
He called me because his rotator is spinning around in circles like crazy. It's going up and down. It's leaning like crazy. Do you know why?
I know absolutely why it's spinning round and round. It's because I wired it up.
It's from your greens. Or your ones from your eights.
Put all the green wires on top and put all the yellow wires on the bottom. And then when I got in the ham shack, I took it up to the controller. I had the controller upside down, and I did exactly that. I put the green wires on top and the yellow wires on bottom, and I didn't realize that. Yeah, well, you know, hey, I'm owning it. I did it. I'll take all responsibility for it. But I hope it spins so fast that it just lifts right off of the ground.
You're with those 6x6. Because we got that thing strapped to the ground. It ain't going too far. But, no, I just, I tell you what, later that night, the look on your face, it was so funny. When I took your phone away from you and I turned the phone right side up and said, "You got it upside down." And you just shook your hand and that was just hilarious.
You know, hey, I never claimed to be an electrical engineer, you know. But, you know, I sure did. I got it completely upside down. And, well, wait a minute now. Come to think of it, I called Gary. Gary told me to do that.
Get that on the phone. But, no, I thought, dude, it's happened to the absolute best of us. So, I told you I was part of a lighting company. Make sure I have this. These, they're called Sukpex cables. They're just like that wire, well, but it's stranded, so there's 32 wires in this, you know, stranded wires, 14 gauge in this one big cable. And then you have about 2 inches where you have to solder all these connectors on in a circle. So you got to start from the inside out. And I tell you what, I got about halfway through and realized I had soldered the first half completely backwards. And I had to go and desolder that whole Sukpex cable. And I tell you what, it made me so mad. But I
tell you what, I did not make that mistake twice.
You know, like I said, I got the picture upside down on the phone somehow or something, and I came home and told Anna, I said, I cannot believe I wired that man's rotator. Just, it was awful. But, you know, hey, we got it fixed, and that's all that matters. And, you know, eventually, it took another day, but, you know, I figured we'd be there, you know, another hour or so and be done with it. But it took most of the day to get it finished up. But I'm glad we did. He's happy with it, and it's working really well, so I'm glad for him.
KO4HKX. Well, say, it can happen to the best of us. I've done the same thing working on a car, so don't worry about it. I'm just now quit laughing at you two.
There he is, Hal. It was so funny with Chad. I was like, go take a picture of that. Go take a picture of that and bring it back. And so you did, Chad. We start wiring it up, and I just was like, you got it upside down. The look on your face. Man, I wish I had a camera.
Part is when we got in the ham shack with Patrick, he said, it's upside down, Chad, and I still couldn't see it. I didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, look, turn the phone around. So I turned the phone around when I did the image flipped on the phone, and I'm just like, I'm not understanding. And finally, I just said, look, let me go out and help Daniel. You wire this up. So I still didn't get it. I guess the phone just messed me up, I guess.
Where them images flip, they won't stay where you spin the phone around. It tries to keep the image where you took it. That's what got it.
I cannot believe. I cannot believe you turned the phone upside down to take the picture.
Oh, Daniel.
You didn't tell me that. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Instead of turning the controller up, right side up. That's hilarious.
Hey, some things I'm good at and others I ain't, but I was there and I tried. I gotta get, you know, give me something. Give me something.
No. Hey, listen, we would not have gotten that 8-foot beam up there without you. That was all you. So I tell you what, you definitely did the challenge there to get that thing up there. So I am glad that none of us died in that moment.
That was the easy part, but like I said, you know. So Patrick, how's it doing? You still learning it, or you got it figured out?
Some of it. It's I'm trying to figure out the position for everybody, all the repeaters around.
Okay. Well, I just mine generally stays in one location unless I want to get over to, you know, Chris or something, then I have to go. You know, almost 360, about 245, I'd say, to get to him. But I pretty much stay in one spot with it.
So after I get done figuring out where everything's at and how all it works, but until then, it's a new toy.
Hey, so roughly, like, I know you were trying to hit Tryon. Let me make sure I have it. Were you actually able to hit that repeater better now with where we got it raised up and everything?
Repeater's been trying, no problem now. A little bit of scratch with it, but Chad can probably tell you better. He was on that end.
Not scratch. It was just a little bit of hiss, and the audio was lower than normal. But it was not. You know, I don't have anything negative to say about it. It was just, you know, it was different, but completely readable. And just the slightest white noise. But I don't know that anybody else would notice it. But I was, you know, I was listening for it. If you can hear it, if you Patrick gives a dead key, you know, just keys the mic with no audio, you can hear it in the background. But when he's talking, you really can't tell anything. It's like he's right there with you.
That's pretty sweet. Now, with that, so I'm pretty much, you know, with me studying for this stupid test. So all of his power is being directed towards it, so he's actually able to cut down his power level, correct?
Let me make sure I got it. Yes, you can drop the power. I'm not sure what power level he was at, but that will concentrate your RF into, you know, one location. And you can fold the power back on it. That's another advantage of a beam, I guess.
Now I'm talking to you on 10 watts. I've never been able to do that before.
That's good. What were you pushing before? Were you trying to push the full 50 watts?
At least 25 before it wouldn't. Just readable.
I'm glad we got that thing up, and I'm glad we got it wired up, and nobody fell off any ladders. So that's good. How did it hold up in that wind we had on Saturday?
Great. The rotator and the beam never moved, and the vertical that's up there, it moved a little bit, but not much.
Wind?
Daniel?
Do you know what your wind gusts were that day?
But the news is saying there's around a 20 mile an hour wind, so I would say it's at least that.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad I had to pick on you, Chad, a little bit. I thought that was funny, and like I said, I know it happens to all of us. I've definitely wired up things backwards, but I thought it was funny. I tell you why, I enjoy hanging out with you guys and laughing, so it was a good time. Yeah, I know Patrick's trying to kill me and you, Chad, with those ladders and those 6x6s, but we lived.
But, you know, y'all, you know, messed around for about 6 hours. I'm not exactly sure what, you know, what got done in that time frame, if anything. But, you know, when I got there, it got done, so I'll take that.
And we went to Lowe's.
You know what I'm saying? There's about 6 hours there that's just not accounted for. I mean, how much time did y'all spend in Lowe's?
Around and look at things and talk and go back and forth. And we went to the wood section and then back to the nut and bolt section and then went back to the wood section.
So it kind of probably went like this. Well, Daniel, you ready to go? Well, no, let's go look around some more, because where's Chad? We don't need to get back there until he gets back. Is that, am I about right, Patrick? Tomorrow and stand by. Let me get this net report out, and y'all can have it. KO4NUE. Will now submit my net report. I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I am clear.
Okay.
Hey, Shane.
And good evening, Chad, if you're still listening, and Daniel, if you're out there. How you doing today, Patrick?
Good. How about you? You have a tough day?
I'm off this week, and I put up a multiband wire antenna. It receives really well. I haven't transmitted anything on it yet. I didn't realize it came with RG8. I think that's the small cable already connected to it. And it's got a 50-foot run of that. I was going to run the larger RG8X or whatever it is, whatever the bigger cable is, but it was already connected. So I've got it up about 20 feet, which is what it's designed for, and it seems to, it receives really, really well.
KI4LZI, RG58U, 59U, and RG8X. Those are the small cables. RG8U itself is thicker in diameter, more insulation.
Andy, it's one of the smaller cables. I forgot to look at what number was on it. Anyway, I'm going to try to transmit on it at some point, but just playing around with it, listening around the bands, and it's receiving, like I said, it's receiving really well, Patrick.
When you get ready to try it out, let me know.
Now, if you want to, if you got time.
I don't have my HF antenna hooked back up yet.
We're leaving Thursday morning early. We're running up to Pennsylvania. If I can afford the fuel, we'll be up there for a few days, so I won't be back till next week. I'll be back to work on Tuesday.
Well, we can try maybe tomorrow night. It won't take me just a minute to run the cable back in here. We just took it out while I was doing all this other stuff. And if I don't talk to you again, you be careful going up there and try not to go broke.
It's going to be a quick trip, but still going to cost on the fuel, I'm sure.
Up in Pennsylvania, judging how it usually goes, you'll probably pay more up there in Pennsylvania for fuel than you do down here. KI4LZI for ID.
Yeah, but it's not going to be cheap.
I already checked the prices, and it's about 30 to 50 cents more up there.
Hey, White, make sure I got this. Yeah, when I have to go see family up in Connecticut, and it's always like 50, 60 cents more expensive traveling up there.
You know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, but 50 cents more now is really up there.
What part of Pennsylvania are you going to?
Mr. Amish country.
Well, that's crazy. You got family up there?
And her husband moved up there about 4 years ago from Delaware. She's from Delaware, and that's where they lived for when she retired. They moved up to Lancaster because they visited all the time and loved it up there.
My in-laws are up in Connecticut, and I dread going up, not because of gas prices. I just dread going up.
N4Z, okay. Go ahead, Patrick.
You know you love making that trip.
I think I'd rather go to the doctor for a special exam than go, but the things you do for love.
One way you can tell about the gas prices is look at the various parts of the country that have strict emission standards, like the Northeast or out west in California. You can always be sure that the gas prices there is going to be a whole lot higher in those places than it is here where we are in South Carolina. KI4LZI for ID.
There are more regulations. It's going to cost, make everything cost more. You're right, Andy. N4ZLK.
TY, Yeah, when we lived in Connecticut, going through emissions, I mean, that you have to pay every year to go get your car, you know, the emissions checked and get that stupid sticker. It costs like $150, $200 to get it. And, yeah, you had to do everything under the sun to try to get your car to pass.
That's where it's going to be the highest tax.
Radio up there with you.
HT, I don't have a radio in the wife's car yet. She's not too interested in it. And she can fall asleep to commercial radio or podcast, but if I have a amateur radio going, she says it keeps her awake. I'm not sure why.
I'm for my general, and I've been taking the tests and reading and everything, and even at night in bed. And so I learned by kind of reading out loud as well. And so I'm going through the ham study, and I'm reading out loud. She's like, is there any way you could not do that? She's like, it's getting me all paranoid. Like, I'm ready, getting ready. Like, she's personally going to go take the test.
HKX, you need to tell her you're trying to help her study so she can go get her license.
Especially with that guy that keeps jumping on the airways.
For that today, I wasn't paying attention. I was out working, but had the HT on, and I thought I heard something going on.
Y'all keep your ears out. We do have some illegals that gets on here from time to time, and the best thing to do is ignore them as much as you can.
KI4LCI. Yep.
Say, I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it today, but I heard it sometime last week. And I've heard that voice in here sometime a good while back. Definitely illegal.
That's keeping her from doing that. But anyway, but no, so I've been, I thought maybe she'd fall asleep to me reading the book and stuff, and it did the opposite. It completely woke her up. So I get what you're saying, Shane, but it makes no sense if they could listen to podcasts and all that and fall asleep.
Her favorite to fall asleep to is Mike Rowe, and my voice doesn't sound like his. Maybe if it did, she'd be okay with it.
I love Mike Rowe. He's got those little short, 15-minute podcast?
Yeah, he started, he did the short ones for a while, and he had one where they sat around and talked about it for about 30 to 45 minutes, and it was such a hit that that's what he does now. He talks about things like that and makes them longer.
I'll have to check that out. So last year I had listened to almost all of his podcasts just on while I was outside doing yard work and stuff. I threw it on and listened to it, and I always enjoyed listening to him.
Entertaining and very intelligent as well. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to say the same thing. I watch him on the YouTube channel sometimes, and then I'll play the podcast in the tool truck when I get tired of listening to the radio and the commercials that are on it.
Plus, Daniel.
Probably when he gets tired of us. that's a good one. But did you know Mike Rowe was actually a singer on a... he did opera.
I think he got his big break on QVC. That was his first television break.
Yeah, that was it. That was a pretty funny story to hear that. He was doing opera, and then he went over and got his start on QVC, and that was kind of like his launch.
Go from opera to dirty jobs.
A couple of those jobs that I don't know if I could have done them.
Speaking voice, and he does a singing voice.
Voice, but yeah, I agree with the speaking voice.
Singing voice, so I couldn't tell you.
I'm a couple times on his podcast, and he's actually put out there's a couple videos of him singing. So, I mean, he does okay. But he's known for his voice, that's for sure.
He comes on like the Discovery Channel, like there was that Gold Rush show. I loved that show, and he was on it narrating it, and you can always tell whenever he's when you hear his voice in the background of one of those docks.
You ever come up with any kind of something to receive on so that you can at least monitor on your 991A yet? KI4LZI4ID.
KI4DGY. No, I haven't come up with anything. Patrick said if I needed something, he could throw something together for me. It depends on where I'm at. I may seek him out to help me a little bit, but right now I'm trying to see if I can come up with something.
Well, on receive, like I said before, you can get away with almost anything. But on transmit, with these solid state finals, that's where you better have it right, because the finals are critical in with these solid state radios. But on receive, you can throw up any old kind of wire and have it horizontal, and you can receive something. It may not be the best, but you'll receive something.
I'm trying to figure up something. Honestly, just trying to prep for this test this week. That's where my main time has been going. Any extra spare time, I haven't even been on the radio that much, because anytime I have a break during the day, I've been trying to spend studying for the general.
Forget that. It's been quite a while since I took the general, so I do forget that myself for sure. Oops, take it, KI4LZI.
I know, but I appreciate it, Andy. And I'll definitely probably be seeking out some help and information once I get done with this test. I'm praying that I pass it so I don't have to go through all this again.
For HKX. Gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop out of here. 5 o'clock is going to come early in the morning. So I'm going to say 7-3 for the evening. I'll keep an ear out for y'all tomorrow. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on y'all's finals. 7-3.
Good night.
Have a great night, and thanks for jumping on.
Obviously, that beam makes a difference for you up there, Patrick. If you're getting in now on 10 watts, where before it took a lot more power, that beam makes a difference. KI4LZI.
Daniel, I'm going to clear out of here, too. I'm good to hear you tonight. I'm getting tired. N4 ZLK, 7-3 on both of you.
It was nice talking to you, Shane, and I'm going to say 7-3s as well. I got to get back to my studies over here and spend some more time.
Go ahead, like I said, the general's nothing. Wait till you get into all kinds of advanced algebra, like it's on the element 4 for the extra class. That's where the ticker would be, KI4LZI.
I can't even imagine. Right now, I'm just trying to eat my way through the general and let me just get to it. But I appreciate the sentiment there. But anyway, 7-3s, guys, and y'all have a great night, and I'll try to catch y'all on the radio tomorrow. Have a good one.